Wishing you a happy Monday as we move into full swing of December now. So this can be a very, very busy time. I know for myself, I just have things on every weekend and most nights in December. And it can be a time where we forget about ourselves. We can get more tired because of the busyness. Work can be more busy if you're trying to finish deadlines, or college if you're trying to do assignments. Again, I always mention this. I know a few of you have gone back to college this year. And it's just going to be a time where there's so much going on that all these different, you know, tools that we use or put into play might not be getting utilized enough. So the first thing I want to say is don't forget about yourself over the course of these next number of weeks. And with the busyness, can come tiredness, can even come stress or pressure around Christmas too. So it's important to kind of keep connected to yourself, mind yourself, nurture yourself, nourish yourself, everything I've been talking about. But all of this week, we're going to be looking at what we want to bring in 2020. So when we looked at last week, it was all about the lessons of the last year that we've learned and things that we have progressed from in terms of those lessons, but also the lessons of the repetitive things, which this month is about our soul's lessons. So these repetitive lessons you've been learning over your whole lifetime, actually. So if you didn't listen to last week's audio on that, do listen to that. I know it was a longer one, but it really is just such a great time, particularly this week as we come up now to the last full moon of this year and actually of this decade on Wednesday, which is a huge release again and letting go. So I would like you to look at that, think about what you're ready to let go of as you move forward and thinking about what you want to bring in. And this is what's very important here. And before we get on to the intention settings, which we'll actually be doing tomorrow, I want you to think about where you were this time last year. Okay, so on the 9th of December last year, where were you? What was going on in your life? How were you feeling? What were you doing? How were things in yourself? How were things in your life? And what has changed over the course of this year? Has it been a difficult year? Even if it's been difficult, have you learned much from it? Has it been a good year, or why has it been a good year? And the reason I'm getting you to do this as a bit of a review of the year is sometimes we don't actually take into account how much we've actually progressed and how much we have done and the different space that we're in. And so much can change within a year. So much can change within a few weeks, but definitely within a year. So sometimes when we look at our life, we might not see tangible progression, you know, like we mightn't see the physical result right in front of us, but we may have had huge emotional shifts or huge ability to be able to just transform and change things that we want. So I would say that it's a really good thing to do that review and to actually be very proud of yourself, of every little thing and every big thing that you've done. And the reason I want you to do this today before you go into your intention setting is because it's very important to recognize your progress. And even if there's things that you wanted to do this year that you haven't got there yet, don't worry, there's always more time, and that's the thing about it. So think about that today. I'll be back to you tomorrow with intention setting. I'm going to be doing a lot of audios this week. They're going to be short and succinct, so not waffling on like I did last week. But I want to get a lot of traction this week before we get into this madness of Christmas that's, you know, definitely already started. So I wish you a beautiful day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.